Good
Judy.
morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I hope everyone's doing okay this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're all well. Oh, Hashem.
Good.
Yeah.
So we are continuing our study of the Psalms. Today we're studying Psalm Tehillim 30. The handouts are available on the Unique Astrological Times link, which is beneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. If you are on a mobile device, it's usually at the bottom of the page. When you get to the Unique Astrological Times landing page, scroll down to where it says preparation for the period of Shovavim. And there are two links that we will be using today. One is titled Psalm Landing Page, and the other is a material for a Tanit Dibur. We will start with the Lishem Yehud, and we will then start with the Psalms landing page. On the Psalms landing page, scroll to where it says Tehillim 30. And that will apply also for the Tanit Dibur link as well, which is titled The Yearning for Redemption. It's a PDF file by Rabbi Avraham Sutton. L'shem Yehud Kutchabarichu Ishkinte Bivkilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavadhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Lashon Tov Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Elohinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kunenehu. This psalm is said on the fifth day of the monthly cycle. Just to remind you, there are people who say the psalms during the Hebrew months of 30 days or 29 or usually 30. They will say the full 150 psalms during that period. They break it up by day, and the fifth day of the month, this psalm would be said along with some others, as we had learned before. This psalm teaches one not to be distressed if God visits suffering upon him in this world. For only through suffering can one enter the world that is coming. Even one of great spiritual stature should realize that his stability is not guaranteed, but that all is in the hands of Hashem. The above kavanah is a traditional kavanah to use when saying this psalm. I am adding, please remember that suffering is only one of two paths to the world that is coming. The other path is that of Torah. This is a clear teaching of Rabbi Ashlag. I suggest you leave out the words, for only through suffering can one enter the world that is coming. Add, may Hashem assist me in following the path of Torah. The first word in this psalm is Mizmor, which we have studied repeatedly, is a cutting word, a pruning word. And there's more in the PDF file, Yearning for Redemption by Rabbi Sutton, where he explains this cutting word, this pruning word, in more detail. That's in the introduction. There are 13 verses in Psalm 30. 13 is a number of unity, since it is the gematria of the Hebrew word echad, which can be translated as one, like a number, or can be translated in the context of unity and unification and union. We will now transition to the landing page, to the PDF file. And on this one also, scroll down to where it says Tehillim 30. I am reading the introduction that Rabbi Sutton has put for this verse. King David's life was marked by tremendous swings from pain and suffering to heartfelt joy, elation, and thanksgiving. In this psalm, he teaches us that no matter how far we fall away from awareness of and closeness to Hashem, the lifeline is never severed. On the contrary, it is only after we, as individuals, and we, as a nation, have experienced Hashem's concealment that we can appreciate how important it is to return to Him and never cease thanking Him for all that He has given us and provided to us. It is then that we will look back and see that his concealment was only momentary relative to the eternity of closeness he has prepared for us. The first verse. Mizmor shir Hanukkah Tabait LeDavid. Mizmor, a chant, a song for cutting away the barriers that prevent the dedication of the temple by David. I will note that the second word is shir. Shir means song. It means a male song. The other word in Hebrew for song that is a female song is shira. Most people do not realize that there is a difference between male songs and female songs. And it's too long to go into that explanation in this class. Just suffice it to realize that there is this difference. When you sing a psalm, we need to be able to recognize, is it a song that is female or is it a song that is male? A song that is male is flowing down from the upper worlds to the physical world. A song that is female is a song that is rising to the upper worlds from our place in this physical world. The second verse. Aromimcha Adonai Yohewahe Ki delitani willo simachta o yevaili. Please note, the name Hashem has the vowels that relate and teach that this verse is connecting to the Keter, to the crown. Hashem, I will exalt you, for you have raised me up from the depths and not allowed my enemies to rejoice over me. Footnote 64. Similar to the preceding Psalm 29, and for the same reason, Psalm 30 also consists of 91 plus one words from verse 2 onwards. It also contains 9 Havayas, 9 names of Hashem, Yud Hey Vav Hey, and 1 Adonut, 1 Adonai, corresponding respectively to the first 9 Sephirot plus Malchut. The third verse. Adonai Elohei Vahei Elohai Shivati Elecha V'tir Paeni. Hashem, my God, or my Hashem, I cried out to you and you healed me. This is the level of Chokmah, as you will notice by the vowels under the name Hashem in this verse. The fourth verse. Adonai Elohe Wahe Ha'elita Min She'o Nafshi Hitani Miardi born. Hashem, you lifted my soul out of the grave. You kept me alive and saved me from descending to the pit. The vowel underneath the name Hashem is that of Bina. The word Miardi is written differently than it is spelt, than it is read. Notice the difference. There's an additional vav in the way it is written. This vav is indicating pregnancy of the mother, pregnancy of Bina, where Zeron Pin and also Malchut are within the womb of the mother. The fifth verse. Zamru la Adonai Yohei Wahei Hasidav Vihodu Lezeker Kacho. Break forth in song to Hashem, O his devout ones, for he will save you too when you call out to him. Give thanks for the memory of his holiness, even when he hides his countenance and you must endure hardship. The vowel under Hashem's name in this verse is connected to Chesed. There are 6 words indicating it's the beginning of the Zeron Pin, which was hinted at with the missing vav in the way the word was pronounced in the fourth verse. Twenty-eight letters represents koach, power, strength. The sixth verse. Ki rega b'apo chayim birtzono v'erev yalin v'ki v'la boker rina. For his anger lasts but a moment, whereas his true desire is to give eternal life. The darkness of this world will pass the weeping that lodges for the night. The morning, the redemption, will bring joyous song. Footnote 65. In one place, David claims or prays that Hashem will not arouse any of his wrath or his judgment. In other places, he tells us that even when he does, it is always with an admixture of mercy. According to the Shlah, quoting Isaiah, he even thanks Hashem for being tough on us in Olam Hazeh, in this world, so that we will merit the awesome light of Yemot HaMashiach, the Messianic Age, and Olam Haba, the world that is coming. Here he adds that any wrath, any judgment that Hashem might express towards us is momentary, and therefore minuscule from the point of view of eternity. This is what Isaiah meant as well when he said, I forsook you for a tiny moment, but with great mercies I will gather you in without poured wrath. I hid my face from you. It was, however, but a moment, for with eternal infinite love I shall have compassion on you, says your Redeemer. Add to this what we learn from the word Selah, that the whole purpose of our prayers is to connect us to eternity, even now, within the stories of our lives, and we begin to see the full power of these amazing words. For now it becomes clear that we were, those very sparks that were lodged in the depths of the darkness of our Mitzrayims, our narrowness, our limitations. And only now are we beginning to see the light of Hashem's presence. Yes, like those sparks leaving the underworld of soul, of amnesia, like the B'nai Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, we too can look back and see the whole of exile, the whole of history, for our personal histories as well as the entire history of the world, as one great drama directed by the great author. With all this, we can begin to touch on the way the Ari and the Baal Shem Tov and all the other great tzaddikim read these prayers. We too can meet Hashem. I would just add one additional comment before I continue reading. When it talks about, in the parentheses, our personal histories, it's referring to our personal histories in this lifetime and all of our previous lifetimes. And the only one that truly matters at this moment in this world is knowing who we were in our last lifetime. I'm continuing to read. The secret is to see yourself here, not just as who you presently know yourself to be, but again from the view of eternity, from Hashem's point of view. The real you is your soul, your neshama, a part of Hashem. It was as a soul that you were sent down into this world to do something. Yes, in the meantime, you and the rest of us lose our way. We forget. We fall into amnesia from the Hebrew neshia, oblivion. As Joseph said, Neshani Elokim et Bet Avi. Hashem has helped me to forget what my brothers did to me. Al ken kara shmo Menashe. He therefore called his son's name Menashe. But now it is time to remember. Ki rega ve'apo chaim birtzono. For his anger is but momentary, whereas his true desire is to bestow eternal life. The seventh pasuk. Vani Amarti Vishali Balimot Leolam. At the height of my success, I thought I would never falter. The operative word in this verse, the two I's. I thought I would never falter. These two I's represent the ego, that when we succeed in something, we think we accomplished it. When the truth is, we can only accomplish what Hashem has decreed that we can accomplish. It all comes from Hashem, and it is to Him that we should direct that praise, our praise, and any praise that we hear, any praise that is directed to us, we need to redirect to Hashem. The eighth verse. Adonai Elohei Vahei Birtzoncha He'amata Leharios Pistarta Vanecha Haiti Nival. One additional comment on verse 7. You'll notice this is the first verse, I believe. I have to look back. But I believe this is the first verse that does not have the name of Hashem. Why is that? Because it's talking about our egos. And where our egos exist, there is no room for Hashem, God forbid. The English translation of the eighth verse. But Hashem, now I understand that it was solely through your favor that you supported my ascent to power. For the moment you hid your face, I was confounded. The chaos begins when Hashem hides his face. This is why our world has gone through progressively lower and lower spiritual growth, spiritual levels. But now, Bezrat Hashem, as we have begun to search for Hashem in history, in our lives, in many other places, the beginning of the search starts to reveal his face. And as his face is revealed, the chaos disappears. Because chaos, negativity, cannot exist where the light of Hashem is revealed. The ninth verse. Elecha yo. Adonai Elohei Vahei Echra Uyel Adonai. Et Tanan. To you, Hashem, I cry out. To you alone, Adonai. Hashem, I beseech. Notice that there are two Adonais in this verse, but one is not said. Why is it not said? It's written, but it's not said. You know why, but I will verbalize it, because this Adonai represents after Mashiach, where Hashem will be in this physical world as a revealed state. We will no longer have to say Adonai when we see Hashem in our lives. We will be able to say and call his name because we will be able, like the high priest on Yom Kippur, we will be able to say his name and be able to handle the revelation of light that occurs. But that's because we will have cleansed ourselves. This verse is the goal to work towards. The 10th pasuk. Mabata bidami. Beriti el shachat hayodcha afar hayagid amitecha. What benefit is there in my silence, in my descent to the grave? Can dust confess to you? Can it proclaim your truth? Is this an argument to Hashem that even though I make mistakes and I do the wrong thing, don't cause me to die? Except you have to accept your responsibility. That is the purpose of death, to remind you that it isn't you, but only Hashem that accomplishes anything. This is my opinion. The 10th verse has 10 words. You all know the answer. 10 words means 10 sephirot. Letters. Should I tell you what 36 has the meaning of? The 36 Tzaddikim. When will you choose to strive to be righteous? Without that choice, you can never reach being righteous. Why? Because without free choice, without you choosing, Hashem, out of respect, cannot help you. He'll provide for you, but he keeps sending the opportunities to wake up. Are you listening? The 11th pasuk. Shema Adonai Yohewahe Vehanenai Adonai Yohewahe Heye Ozerli. The two are there. Hashem, hear me and be gracious to me. Hashem, be my support. Why are you calling to these two names? Why are you calling to these two names with the different vowels? What sephirot are these? If you're not sure, where would you find a pair of sephirot that in Zeranpin act in unity, never truly separate? I'll give you a hint. Can you walk on one leg? when you put your right leg forward, what happens to your left leg? It's supporting your body. They have to act together. What are the sephirot of the legs? Netzach and Hod. Eternal victory comes from appreciation. The 12th pasuk. Ha pachta mispedi lemacholi pitachta taki vatazreini simcha. Only you can transform my mourning into dancing. Only you can untie my sackcloth and gird me with joy. For those who are hearing the words on the recording but do not have an English translation in front of me, when I said mourning, it's spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. It's not the mourning when the sun rises. It's when we feel a lack because a soul has left this world. A soul of someone that we love. But one day we will feel the lack when a soul leaves this world from someone we didn't know. That's the sensitivity we need to feel. The pain of others. It's a very difficult consciousness to achieve in this physical world, but it is achievable. Eight words connecting to Bina. Four letters is spells two words. One is Lamed Dalet, the other is Dalet Lamed. When it's Dalet Lamed, it's spelling the word Dal, meaning poor, indicating a lack. But it's in this verse, it's indicating the fulfillment of the lack. And that is the transformation when we feel the lack to remember that it's for our benefit to feel this lack. And when we remember this, we transform the lack into joyous fulfillment. We become happy because that is sufficient to remove all of the pain and suffering. Just be happy, no matter what happens. Can there be any more important teaching than this? This is what the Baal Shem Tov came 300 years ago to teach us. And there's a famous story. I will be brief with this story, but we have some time. Famous story about the Baal Shem Tov. He had a dream. He wrote about it, this dream, to his brother-in-law in a letter, and that's how we know about it. In that letter, he said that he met Elijah, Eliyahu, and he asked, when will the Master come? When will Mashiach come? And the answer is, when his teaching spreads to the whole world. And that's where it ends. What is the Baal Shem Tov's teaching? To be happy. All of the Hasidic movement is based on this premise. Rabbi Nachman, who comes from the Baal Shem Tov, the Chabad movement, which comes from the Baal Shem Tov, the Breslovers, which are this Rabbi Nachman, any Hasidic movement comes from the Baal Shem Tov with one teaching, to be happy. You know the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Why do you think it was written a few years ago? Why do you think it came out after the year 2000? Because the frame of reference, the period that people live in, changed. Did it really change? The universal energy changed. We no longer have to die if we will just be happy when we experience pain and suffering. We all know how difficult that is. But is it worth not having to die, face the judgment? Is it worth being happy to remain in this world with your loved ones? The choice is yours. The choice is ours. Because in the unity, when you make the choice, you're making it for me too. The 13th verse. Leman yizamercha kavod velo yidom Adonai Yohewahe Elohai Leolam Odecha. Were you enticed to almost say that name with all the vavs? In your wisdom, you knew that I had to pass through the valley of the shadow of death so that the glory of my soul could sing to you forever and never be silent. Hashem, my Hashem, I will thank you forever. And may we all say, Amen.
Amen.
I will now say the Hebrew sequentially, verse by verse. Mizmor Shir Hanukkah Habayit LeDavid Aromim Adonai Yohewahe Ki Dilitani Velo Shtamachta Oyevayi Adonai Yohewahe Elohai Shivati Elecha Vatirpaini. Adonai Yohewahe Ke'alita Min She'ul Nafshi Ki Miyardi Zor Zamula Adonai Yohewahe Hasidav Vedahodu Vaz. Mosaic Haircut Show. Kire Gabiapo, Paim Birzo No, Baerev Yalim, Baeki Vilabo Kerina. Wani Amarti Bishalvi Balemot Leolam. Adonai Yohei Wahei Birtzon Cha Ha'af Mata Letari Oz Chistarta Fanecha Ha'iti Nival Elecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Echra Wiel Adonai Yohei Wahei Et Hanan Ma Betsa Bedami Bariti El Shachat Hayotcha Afar Hayagid Amitecha Shema Adonai Yohei Wahei Vechaneni Adonai Yohei Wahei Heyei Ozer Li. Hapachta mispedi v'macholi Pitachta saki v'atazgreni Simcha l'man yizamercha Kavod v'lo yidom Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohai Leolam Odecha. Are there any questions? Tomorrow, Motzi Shabbat at 6 p.m. West Coast time, we will have Havdalah, and hopefully I will not be sleeping again. At 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class for the Parasha of Vayikra. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will have a continuation of our preparation for the holiday of Passover and Shavuot. The 3 o'clock class will continue our teachings of the advanced reincarnation. If you have not come to these classes, we all will take the time and bring you up to speed. What just by asking a question, you'll be brought up to speed. The couple of reminders for this coming week. Tomorrow is Shabbat Para. Shabbat Para, which is short for Para Aduma, which is the red heifer, is the method, the study, the reality of removing death. This energy will last you the whole year, the year that is coming. Until you remove death, you cannot have true freedom, which is the holiday of Passover. Please, make it your business to hear the Torah, because that's the highest form of energy you can receive for this particular energy that lasts the year. Rosh Chodesh, is the following Shabbat, Friday night and Saturday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We will, on Thursday night at 8:15, we will have an information class about the energy of Nisan. I don't want to detract from the Zohar class, so it's a little later. And it's not the same because it's not the energy of Rosh Chodesh at that time. But learning about the month is paramount to being able to make this connection for yourself on Shabbat. So please join that class, that special class. And a final announcement to be aware of. The first 14 days of Nisan, each of them have a connection to the months of the year. And there is a ritual that the Kabbalists have given us to be able to control that month at its the seed of the seed level. Rosh Chodesh of each month is the seed level, the first day. The first days of Nisan are the seed of the seed level. We will have connections every morning in those 14 days for at 7 o'clock West Coast time. For this information, for this ritual, I hope you'll choose to join us. Any final questions before we bid each other Shabbat Shalom? Shabbat Shalom to all. Have a beautiful Hello. Shabbat.
I have a question.
Yes. Go ahead, Malka.
Is there a reading you said for the Red Heifer? Is that on Sunday? I mean,
no, the Red,
said something about the Shabbat.
Red Heifer reading. The Red Heifer reading is on Shabbat. It is the maftir for the normal reading. So, yes, there is a full reading. And in this case, this Shabbat, it's a double reading. You have Vayakel and Pikudei. Both readings will take place. And in addition, there is a maftir that is not part of the regular reading. It's the maftir is all about the red heifer, how to remove death.
Are you going to do the reading, or is that?
Shabbat. No.
Are you going to do the?
No, I'm trying to minimize, if not totally avoid, utilizing electronic devices and electricity on Shabbat.
Okay. Where can we find the readings or lessons?
You can check your notebook from my class.
Okay.
Because I gave you all that information a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Excuse me for interrupting.
I'm sure Fana will be willing to give you a brief recap if you need to, but the other place that reading, and if you're not able to actually hear the Torah reading, you can read it out of a Chumash.
Okay.
And if you don't read Hebrew, you can scan the Hebrew. But it is really an important reading. It's a very powerful reading. And if you're energy sensitive, you're already feeling the energy. You feel it in the way I handled today's class. Not I, but the energy that Hashem gives me. What I was explaining in this reading, you think that came up from me? This was information based on the energy that's coming into the universe in preparation for Shabbat. Any other questions? And I thank you, Malka, for that question.
Welcome. Thank you, Hannah. I have several sources to go to. Thanks.
Shabbat shalom to all. Have a beautiful Shabbat. And enjoy. And enjoy Shabbat. It is a gift. Shabbat shalom to
Thank
all.
Thank you. Shabbat shalom. Thank you.
Thank
Shabbat
you.
Shalom. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You all.